there.
Some girls, and you need to bring numbers on that. They have a whole box of shirts they hand out to all our players. I was sad, sober.
What's going on?
We played in Kansas.
Is it better now?
Buy that guy, I'll sell him.
Nathan, would you mind passing this around for me?
Oh, I would be delighted.
Hi, Jared.
Cougar, how's it going?
Looks good, thank you, Ben.
Jerry coming? No.
Thank you, you got a little transfer tonight.
Yeah.
You need, you have, right?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready, Laura.
Okay, I'm good.
Stand and sit for a minute.
Let you just speak to the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hold the order, the council meeting for May 8th, 2017. Schedule this work.
I just did this spiel in like 90 seconds for the town council, so unless you guys have a lot of questions or comments, I will get you moving on with it. At our last CDC meeting, we decided that we were interested in trying to set up a review committee for tax abatements on the front, not the annual thing, but so that when I come up here with a company and say they are requesting a tax abatement, here are all their forms, it's not just me saying, oh, I think it's a good project. It's me and a couple of people from the CDC and the county council working together, reviewing, probably create a short standard sort of narrative application form on top of the state required forms, explaining exactly what they're going to do, why it is worthy of a tax abatement, because for as many tax abatements that are actually competitive, you know that it's sort of just perfunctory these days. You give them a tax abatement, and that's it. And so you can't perfect that. There's no way you're ever going to get rid of that altogether, but do a better job, especially making a decision of how long it should be. So, you know, new laws, you can give a tax abatement, you know, it's no longer the first year it's this much off, second year this much, you can set it for however long. And so that committee would work with me and say, all right, we like this project. It's not great, but it's good. So maybe we'll recommend a six-year tax abatement instead of the full 10 years. Or we'll do 10 years, but instead of giving them 190, 80, 70, we might do like 50, 40, that sort of thing. And with any town, it would be, you know, me, and then that town's appointee to the CDC, and then a town council member, and then maybe another CDC member would make this. And the county councils, it would be me, and then Doug as your appointee to my, to the CDC, and then one of you, and then maybe one of the CDC member. Like I said, you know, it'd be maybe a small fee for the time, a small, very short, simple application process, just so that there is a little more accountability and oversight on the front end than Nathan saying, "This is a good project."
And I know you, we, I used to sit in on those, you and I.
Yeah, we had done those, but do this more formal. That was really for.
That was pretty informal.
Yeah.
So you're wanting an appointment from the county?
Right now, I just want, I don't even need an emotion. All I want tonight is that you guys are okay with the CDC moving forward on this. And then if you are, at the next CDC meeting, I'll have some rough guidelines for them to look at, and then we'll talk about appointments once we're ready. I just want to make sure that you guys are on board with this.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Like I said, keep some of the pressure just off of what Nathan said.
Right, it's more than just me.
Different observations from different points, so.
And so, and that way, you know, it's more than just me being the one who's like carrying the water for them, but also maybe, like I said, maybe what we would normally do in a particular situation was more generous than is really called for. And if I got people besides me, because I'm, you know, my job is obviously to glad hand with the businesses and keep them happy. And it's not me saying, "Sorry, I'm not doing that." It's a committee saying, "Let's find the right balance between encouraging growth in this particular instance and watching out for the, how much new property tax revenue is going to be coming into the county."
Any objections to that for Nate?
No.
All right, well, I will take care of that. I'll get the CDC moving forward, and then we'll come back and ask you for somebody to.
You still got 6 minutes.
You can, it's nice of you guys to get out here a little quicker, maybe.
Gary, thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if I'll make mine that fast.
You're on the clock.
Terry can be here. I gave you three transfers for the county highway. First one is from the salt to the road signs, and then on the next page, we have our special distribution funds to transfer into our community crossings, the highway fund for Lakeland 4, stuff on 700 North. Then also on that same page, it's the state's money to be transferred into the community crossings fund, so we start paying the bills on those two. And then on the back one is the transfer of the truck bed and the hoist into the miscellaneous equipment.
Make a motion to approve the transfer as presented.
I'll second it.
You got a motion second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Was that a motion for the appropriation too for the crossings money?
Yeah.
If it's okay. So that's fair.
Okay. And we also got a meeting coming up at the end of the month for this year's funding.
The LTAP meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
On what this year's funding.
I think we get 80-20.
Somebody today said it's
80-20. I think we're 80-20.
You have a certain population,
That'd be great.
50,000.
50,000.
50. We've got that meeting at 80-20. Or at the end of the month, find out.
Same day by 8.
See what we can do.
You know that. Same day by 8, and then do.
Well, we're going for that one.
I can't, definitely.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff?
Did you guys all get the email attachment that I sent you that had the information in it? Okay, and you are even familiar with the numbers. I've discussed this with the commissioners. They voted in favor of moving forward with it. This is a natural next step. At this time,
did you talk to them also about the improvements that you wanted to do on the outside?
I've talked to them briefly about it, but I haven't went into any monetary details with them yet. That's next on my.
But you do have some information for us today as far as how much it will cost to do some of the work?
I do. I actually have that in the original engineer's guide. And when I spoke with Ken earlier, he asked if I could email this to him. I'm going to email it to all of you. So you guys will all have that information the next time I come back. The information that I sent you had $3 values attached to it. The one for construction, I've pretty much kept quiet because that's the portion of it that we're going to be bidding out. We can't really bid it out until we have a materials list and that sort of thing that they can, contractors can bid off of. So this portion of it,
I'm asking for the funding of the architectural, structural, and electrical engineering for the whole project. That's $32,000. That is the documents that the materials listing, all that will be bidded on. So that's why I'm here tonight. Once that's done, and we have in our hands what it's going to take as far as estimated cost, which you guys have seen, but once we have a clear idea of that and we bid it out, then we'll come back for the money to complete the project. But as far as right now, it's just for the drawings, so we have a start.
Laura had given me some information on because of the cost of this project, and then Jeff wanted to possibly do, I mean, if you look at the stairs and some other things outside, it's really bad shape. We've got enough money, we can fund it, I guess we can fund it a couple different ways. We can bond it out, and I'm gonna go ahead and say about what it is. We're talking about $1.3 million, right, Kirsten, for the elevator.
Forever.
For everything. That'll do the tuck pointing on the brick, that'll do the buildings and other things. We can bond it out, or we do have that money in CDs and more. We've got plenty in there to take care of this project without having to borrow any money. So I guess if the council wants to think about that, how we want, if we want to bond, we'll have to probably start that procedure right away. If we want to just take it out of CDs, and that'll be really easy to do. So I don't know if anybody has any comment on which way you think you want to do it, or if you want to do it. I mean, I think it needs to be done.
I think it needs to be done.
Well, yeah, and I agree. I mean, you know, I think we're at the point in time, I know we had Jeff talk today, I think we're at the point in time that there's some definite work that has to be done or needs to get done. And if we continually wait, it's just going to gang up on us, and it doesn't make much sense to, you know, scrape for one portion and then overlook the rest and come back and, you know, we need to come up with a decision on how much we're going to do, decide how we're going to fund it and make it happen.
We've got enough in CDs to fund whatever construction it needs to be done to upgrade the building. I guess that's the council's then needs to decide. I'm not, and maybe there's another way to fund it, but those are, I don't think we have enough in Cadget or Seated or any day or anything to do it and still be viable and keep all our other bills paid. I think we'll have to take it out of our savings or bond.
We have a little over $900,000 in the rainy day, which wouldn't be enough to do the whole project.
We'd
be able to do part of it, but not all of it.
And then we got about that much in Cadet too, right, Laura? About $900,000 in Cadet. So we could do it, but then with grain and everything, I mean, then we're not, you know.
Yeah.
We're really scrimping and scraping to make sure that we're going to have enough to pay all the rest of the bills.
Jay, does that mean that you're, that the possible grant that we're looking at is going to be eliminated then if we move forward?
No, we can continue looking at the grant, but that's not going to be here enough to pay for what we got.
No, it's going to be so far out that we'd be waiting 2 years before we'd be able to do anything.
Yeah, we might be able to get it so we get paid back, but I don't know if that would be an option.
I think at this point in time, I mean, the grant was a good idea, but I think to make it happen in a timely manner without being so far out, we have to figure out how we're going to do it on our own and whatever. Whatever comes in at the end. Well, we got lucky, you know.
The grant was, what, $60,000 or something?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a lot of savings. Maybe we can pursue that afterward or something.
I mean, I can see that. I know Jeff talking about getting the architectural designs and stuff like that moving forward on the elevator itself. I mean, we can take that from the rainy day fund and get that portion moving, and then, you know, either pay it back at the, you know, when we completely fund it, or, you know, it still has a pretty good chunk of change. You know, it still leaves you with over $900,000 in
there. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine for that. So then you're asking to go ahead and get the architectural going.
Yes.
And the commissioners are good with it.
Yes.
We talked to them about it already. So,
yeah. And then once that's done, and we've got, I guess, if you're planning on doing repairs and everything, then when I come back with the information from the drawings, then I'll discuss that part with you then.
Let's give, if we want to do it, let's make a motion on the part of the council, I think anyway, to go ahead with the major renovation that you want to do. I mean, you're up to the $1.2 million or whatever it was. but that way the commissioners would know that we support it, or you guys, it's up to you guys. I just suggested my part. If we want to make a motion to support Jeff in the construction, then we will fund it, we'll find money to fund it. And then that way the commissioners will be, you know that we're in favor of it.
Question on the, because I, the only thing I haven't had a chance, and I'm glad that Jeff's going to email me a copy of that so I can go through it, because I haven't had a chance to even look at, you know, other than the breakout that he's just given me here and all. Does that 1.2, is that hard cost, soft cost, relatively everything into it, or is that just for construction? Is that any engineering and stuff? Is that put into it, or are we?
All of the repair work, all the engineering portion of that's already completed. Okay. We paid for that already.
And that's
already done. That is just for the construction cost. The repairs, the walls, putting in drainage tiles, the perimeter walls, the stairs, all.
Okay, that's.
So this cost is this cost. Now, if you start talking about bonding it, then you're looking at a different amount because of the finance charge and all that stuff. But if you pay for it on our, if we pay for it on our own, then you don't have that, and this is the actual cost. So if you add those numbers together and then add in what the elevator cost is, that's what your total's going to be.
You could probably add another $75,000 for administration fees for that. That'd be my guess.
So, then you can always put in a little bit of a contingency in there for the oopses and oh my god, I didn't realize.
Right. And we may have that. Well, you'll get some firm numbers when you come back, so we'll know exactly what it is. But if we know right out of the gate, it'll be another $75,000 cost.
Yeah.
Administrative lawyers and no pause and all that kind of stuff. So, okay. So do we want, I guess I'll entertain a motion to give Jeff the go ahead to pursue this, to pay the $32,000. We can do that out of rainy day fund. Then let the commissioners know that the council will fund the renovations to the building that you're proposing. I mean, we're not giving you a blank check, obviously, to do anything, but up to a certain point. What the commissioner and the council are agreeing to, I guess, or agreeing to, is stuff that they're doing.
And you guys will, before anything that happens, you guys will have the firm numbers in hand before any dollar amounts are decided on, so.
Okay.
And I'll stay in contact with all of you.
Well, the courthouse has to be done. I mean, we can't continue to ignore, the way, under good reasoning, but.
Elevator, definitely.
So I'll make a motion to approve the $32,000 out of the rainy day fund to move forward with the architectural structures and electrical engineering for the elevator.
We got a motion to second for the go ahead for $32,000 for the elevator, for the engineering for the elevator. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
So I need, as far as the commission is concerned, you guys support the overall thing in the end. Is that correct?
That's anybody.
Well, do we want a motion for that or?
We don't need one. I think it would be good though just to.
Oh,
we can just talk. I mean, the committee, we can talk.
I think we all support it. We're just going to try to figure out what.
I think that's the issue right now. So, we've got the money to fund it, or we can get the money to fund it. It's just, we want to get the money to fund it. We probably ought to start soon.
And that's the thing that I'd like to do, because, like, I've talked to Jeff. Jeff knows that I support repairing and getting the courthouse. It'll make his job, his folks' job, a lot easier. It'll make the cost at the end of the day better on all the taxpayers. I just like to have a chance to look at that document, then talk about the other couple of the bonds and stuff with Jay and all, because I wasn't familiar with that.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for working on this whole process.
Yeah. No doubt. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you move forward, please restate the motion so that I have it clear.
I made a motion to pay for the fees for the architectural, structural, and electrical engineering for $32,000 on a rainy day for the elevator repairs or upgrade replacement. I guess replacement.
And then we will have to discuss the funding option, at least for the elevator, and decide whether we want to do the whole works. If we do that, where the money will come from. And there may be other options out there, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, to get the elevator done, even if we didn't have them options laid out, the rainy day fund is plenty of money to cover that, to get that portion done, and then
Between the gritty baby cat.
Yeah. Get it done.
Thinking about our savings or the bond.
Yeah, no matter what we can make that.
I'm not for bonding that project.
I'm not either.
So I'm not for bonding that at all. There's money out there. And you know, if they're not gonna spend that money for that economic development, you know, they could take a little out of there, a little out of this, a little out of that. You know, we've paid roads before out of that money, on that CAS money. So, you know, I think there's plenty of places to get money. That bond, you know, I don't know why you wanna give them fees, the 10%, you put that in the minutes.
I'm agreeing with you.
Or especially a small.
Everybody protects, they don't wanna bond it, so.
No, I.
Okay, so we'll find the money one way or another.
I agree that.
You got it?
They gotta put an elevator in or tear it down, one of them. It's just ridiculous how people can't get up there.
You do a bond, and then you increase the taxes, you want a little bit.
I pay my county taxes today, you guys can survive another day or two.
Okay.
First of all, that goes to the school.
Do you have information on the judges' transfers?
I'm sorry, I forgot to take them off. Didn't make copies, so he'll just pass them down.
Do you know how much we have in CDs, Laura?
I'll make a motion for the judge's transfer.
I'll second.
We've got a motion to second for the judge's transfer, $2,000. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. And we've got minutes. Oh, well, the sheriff's, we get the minutes next.
Get the sheriff.
You're not really, are you? You're not really, are you?
Do I have a chance to look at the minutes?
You got the minutes?
I sent them to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. Thank you. I forgot they came electronically. I did read them, didn't I? I'm just used to passing back.
I'll make a motion to approve minutes as presented.
Second.
We've got motion second to approve minutes as presented. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Alex, do you have anything? It says nothing on the matrix. Is that correct then? Do you guys have any update on that?
We do not. We do not.
We'll wait on that. Next meeting. And Mr. Bridgeline?
I was kind of smug beach today, and then of course I had to see you guys again about the two vehicles. I got the application filled out to house federal prisoners, so it's in its process. Talked to the U.S. Marshal and gave us that tip, and they said they would make sure that that stays on track, so I hope to hear from them here pretty soon about housing those folks. And we still have about, there's still around 20 from Howard County here. I think we made, like, from the housing last month, almost $30,000. So that went into the general fund. Both the vehicles that you guys approved in the first meeting in January are in.
Can I comment on that real quick? In order for the sheriff to get his vehicles, the bank needed verification that the council actually approved him to use his commissary fund and do what he was doing for that. And rather than have Laura, she didn't know exactly where to look through all the minutes and everything, verification for it, so I just said we would make a motion again to approve it. That way we got it on record to the bank. Right, is that my understanding is correct?
I found it on, it's on.
Oh, you found it already.
It's on.
That's good. So you want to do anything on that then, Laura? We're good to go on that? Okay, so you're good on that.
As far as I know, they're on the recording of the.
You got the recording. You sent it to the bank, and everything's good. Then I just got the impression.
But see, I can't get it where it's in the written minutes. and it's in that recording. What I was going to do today was I got the bank talked into the paper, give me where she had written it in the minutes, and so I needed Laura to sign this paper saying that that's what the minutes said.
Okay.
And Laura told me I need to come up and see you guys again, so that's why I'm here. So it's in the January 9th minutes. I've listened to them, and it says
we're good to go.
Mike approved it. Alex had some questions about it. You went ahead and held the vote, and it was for one vehicle. And I said, well, wait a minute, it's two. So you redid the vote again. Alex wanted to hear why it was two vehicles instead of one, and he didn't vote again, and it was approved.
Okay, I just brought it up because I was told that we needed to bring it up to so the bank would know that we actually did.
Well, I guess I need it from Laura. Where then can I get it in the written minutes, or is she going to sign this? All this is a copy of the newspaper that had it in the thing. So, and she said it comes to you. So, I guess it's all on Laura's shoulders, I think. Whether
I can make a motion again.
I don't say. Why don't we just make a motion? That way it's written in the minutes again, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
That way she's not signing something.
That's fine with me.
Let's do it.
All right.
That's fine with me.
I made the motion the first time. I'll make it again. It's understanding in the minutes, and I'm second. I didn't listen.
I'll second it now. We'll second it.
So we got a motion and a second again to allow the sheriff to purchase the vehicles.
The two vehicles.
The two vehicles.
And get his loan, and then use his commissary, son.
Use his loan, and you're using the commissary money to pay that loan off, correct? That's my understanding. Okay, we got a motion and a second. As stated, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Yep. Has any questions they call Laura out?
I think, yeah, we just need, they'll need a copy of the minutes, and then the rest of it with the commissioners, and they've already approved. I think they want Jerry to sign also instead of just Kenny, so.
All right, so a motion was made to approve the purchase of two vehicles with the sheriff going for a loan, and the loan will be paid to the commissary funds. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And who seconded the motion?
I did.
Why I've got you here, Mr. Young had asked me before we left again about the speed limit on Ashville Road to 45. I don't know why the council has to make it to that's commissioners and sheriff's department, county highway department. Thank you. You ordered that, Gary?
Yeah, it's signed. You put it out there.
It's already out there?
It's been out there over a year, a few months or so.
All right. I didn't know. You just asked me.
Ashville Bridge?
Yeah, Ashville Bridge Road.
Yeah, we put it in a place that we had to move it.
Go for two tonight, then.
Yeah, that's been there for a while.
I know Barney sit out there some already, and I don't know that we've written any tickets. I'm sure you wrote a ton of warnings there. Trying to get the message out. People still don't
have it. I don't think we did any action then, now that we did.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Okay.
Sure. I think that's all I have.
Oh, just one. How are you doing on your funds for the matrix? You know, you had things already laid out for the matrix.
I think that straightened out. There seems to be a mystery in Bright Stuff some where things will get changed. I think that change that was happened there happened with Michelle in that cabin from Bright Stuff changed something. And it affected one of the employees where, they work so many hours, and then they work over, there's some straight time, overtime in there before they get to time and a half. And it was taking some of that money out of the wrong budget and what was causing Carrie some headaches. But I think that the last I knew that was fixed.
Okay, but otherwise all funds where everything was going to count, was doing okay?
Some of that we don't know. She seems to be having an issue with getting access to some funds there. I know that we're in the red already on the utility bills on the Justice Center. That comes out for some reason, that line item is, and that come up in, when Sheila was the auditor too, that line item is in our budget. We don't write the checks. The auditor's office writes the checks. And Carrie, the matron who does my budget stuff, can't see, you know, what checks have been written. And I don't know if her and Laura can get together to figure out, you know, so she can see that. But she was just telling me last week sometime that line item is, appears to be in the red to her. And she doesn't know, you know, how much, because we cut that budget a little bit. She says that appears to be in the red, but Laura hasn't said anything, so I don't know what's going on with that budget. So there's some issues like that that go on. There's some things where it looks, you know, with the change in the auditor, things are done different. So it's hard for, I think, Carrie to see where some things are coming out of line items from different places that where they didn't come from before. So that's the best answer I can give you on that, Alex. The only one I know that's in the red is, well, we think it's in the red. We don't know. The town hasn't turned utilities off to the Justice Center, but it looks like it is. But that, we don't write the checks for that, so it's kind of hard, you know what I mean, for her to keep track of that line item when it, all we do is money goes out there, so we don't know how much or where.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doug.
Anything more that you want to bring up? Heather? Any public comment? Entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Adjourn.
This is
a record, guys.
Apparently, we got the county running like a well-oiled machine already here.
My God, we did that.
Checking the mark.
Gotta sign that. Papers.
Laura needs the paper from Judge Shirk, his request.
Can I have it?
And before you guys take off, I do have some documents for you to sign that you've already approved in prior meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm trying to learn how properly to cut my leg off.